What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about counterfeit prescription medication, which is a real problem. And people can die from not having the real medication that they need. And it is a real problem. And I remember back when Americans were going up to Canada to be able to get their prescription medication at a reasonable cost, the U.S. government basically banned that practice on the claim that Canadian pharmacies were probably getting their medications from poor quality plants with poor safety control. And then, of course, it turned out that the Canadian pharmacies get their medications from exactly the same Chinese factories that American pharmacies do, and it was all about protection of profits. But there is a problem with the counterfeits. Now, counterfeit gets bandied about sometimes a little bit loosely, particularly when it comes to items for fashion. And apparently over at the Patapsco flea market, they got raided by the Department of Homeland Security for allegedly carrying counterfeit fashion goods. Apparently, phony Nike logos are a major threat to the American way of life. And here I thought the Department of Homeland Security was supposed to be out there fighting terrorists. But apparently not. All righty. Interesting little story. Do you remember the Sea Shadow, the prototype stealth ship built by the United States Navy for $195 million? When I was still sailing off the Southern California coast, we used to see the thing going by all the time. It's this faceted black boat, catamaran design, submerged pontoon design, very fast, radar invisible. And it was a testing platform for developing stealth technology for battleships of the future, and they're not using it anymore. And so $195 million, it's now on the auction block. Current bid is $10,000. And I can't help but thinking, how wonderful for them to auction off the world's most perfect drug-smuggling boat. Can't be seen in the dark, can't be seen on radar, very quiet, invisible in infrared. All the latest and greatest stealth technologies are built into this hull, and they're just going to auction it off. You know the drug smugglers have got enough money. All righty. Moving right along here, we got a caller on the line, and Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. I'd like to discuss the fact that you're always using that phrase, the money junkies and, you know, the Nazis and the Inquisition, and now we're talking about drugs here. But you're never bringing in the important factor of who is bringing the drugs in and who started this banking cartel in our country. You know, I'm not buying it, Michael. You know, you keep bringing up these words that you seem to be pointing us in the wrong direction, and I think it's really...
What do you mean the wrong direction? Tell us the right direction.
The right direction is who is the Federal Reserve? Who are they? Can you answer that?
You mean the member banks, the owners?
I'm talking about the Federal Reserve itself right now. I didn't say anything about... I just asked you about the Federal Reserve. What are their names? And what background do they come from? They don't have nicknames, they have real names, and they're real people, and you should be identifying who they are. And when you talk about drugs, you shouldn't be talking about anything else but why these drugs
are coming.
All
right, who's bringing the drugs in?
Well, why don't you just do Google on ecstasy and find out yourself, huh?
You know, okay, were you not paying attention to the previous story where I mentioned these Israeli citizens who pled guilty to smuggling counterfeit prescription drugs into this country?
You know what?
Are you not paying attention, or are you just calling into whine and complain?
Citizens are in another country they don't even belong in. So,
look, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much. Okay. We're going to take a break for commercials. I'm going to calm down. And we'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried foods, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopek, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to take a deep breath and take another phone call. Mike in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, sounds like somebody was trying to protect their pension there, huh? Hey, I was just going to let you know that here in Northern California, all over the radio stations, which are a bunch of liars, by the way, they are advertising that you must go to a government website and download a patch because the government screwed something up, and if you don't get it fixed through them, you won't have any internet after July. Folks, stay away from them tracking cookies. The only other thing I have to bring up is watch out for advertisement and always question where the money's coming from. When you see or hear a commercial across every spectrum and they're offering something free, nothing's free, baby. So watch yourselves. I love you all. Take care. Oh, by the way, it is time to plant those seeds. I look very forward to sharing my goods with yours. Bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely right. It is spring season. By the way, if you're getting into gardening and getting ready to get your alternate support, source of food, rather, for the coming hard times, I know a lot of people who live in the city sort of poke fun at it, but the original Farmer's Almanac really is a very good guide. They're very good about predicting storms and weather and climate. And it is amazingly useful. It tells you best times to plant. A lot of good information in there. There's two of them now. There's the original, and then there's another one that's sort of a follow-on wannabe, but you want to get the original one. It really does have more of the important information in there. And it is time for your spring planting if you've got the ground laid out there. And because, you know, if the economy collapses, the seeds aren't going to do you any good because you don't put them in the ground and the next day you have a garden salad. It does take a while for them to come up. And so really, you know, it's time. Plus, if you have a vegetable garden, it's fresh. It hasn't been spending the last half a week, you know, in a shipping container coming from several time zones away. And if you've never actually had fresh from the garden, you are in for a real treat. And you will all of a sudden appreciate just how deteriorated the food is at your shopping market, at your supermarket, unless you live right in farming country and the supermarket's just getting it from 2 or 3 miles away. All righty. Now, getting back to the situation about the PSA announcement, there is a virus out there called the URL redirect. Actually, there's more than one. And what happened when this URL redirect virus first appeared, and it was a nasty one, it got into a netbook that I was using at the time as a playback machine on off the map, and I wound up having to basically blank out the memory and reinstall the operating system from scratch to get rid of it. Now there are tools to do it. If you are concerned about downloading a patch from a government website, and who wouldn't be, just go out to any search engine and type URL redirect virus, and you will find all kinds of links that tell you how to remove it manually. There are some free removal tools that are being put out by the major antivirus companies. So depending upon your level of trust, you can find those. The reason it's a state of urgency is the FBI responded to the original URL redirect by confiscating the servers that you were being directed to and then setting up their own servers that would basically do a pass-through and send people onto the URLs they thought they were going to be going to. Well, now they've got to shut those servers down because they need the money to pay for more bombs to drop on, I guess, the Syrians are next. And if you still have the URL redirect virus in your machine and the FBI shuts their servers down, all of a sudden your computer will not be able to reach a lot of the world. So you do need to take the time. You do need to go to whatever your current IT guru is and make sure that your system does not have the URL redirect virus. And what I will do is make a point of putting up some detectors and some tools at whatreallyhappened.com after today's radio show so that you can go in and make sure that you don't have it and things will go away. Somebody right now is playing with the DNS lookup tables around the world because my website is not visible from large parts of the planet as of last report. But, you know, people like to play the games. They're out there trying to shut down that Iranian oil terminal and the Iranian power station and all the rest of that stuff here. Now then, let's see. We were talking about the flea market raid, so forth and so on. There's a story that's actually getting a lot of play on the corporate media, and I think because it ties in with this idea of the let me back up here a little bit. We're going into this November election here, and they're trying to come up with all these fringe issues to get you all interested in, so you're not paying attention to the issues of the war and the economy and obeisance to Israel. And as you're probably aware, the Romneys have kicked off this issue of the war on women and whether stay-at-home moms are okay or not okay, and that they're trying to whip up feminism is going to be an issue for the election. And so all of a sudden, we have this story, and it's all over the corporate media, about how rape victims in the military are basically kicked out of the military with diagnosis of mental illness rather than deal with the issues of rape. Now, this is a real problem, and it has been for a very, very long time. But I think the fact that it's all of a sudden getting the attention that it should have had a long time ago is motivated more by politics than it is for concern of women in the military. I've had a lot of emails from women who serve in the military, and they say this is a common situation. When you have a bunch of guys who have been trained to go into other countries, murder everybody, steal their wealth, yeah, they kind of think the rules don't apply. And sexual assault is a reality in the military. With the, you know, the new co-ed service, they're just right there. And there have been quite a few very ugly cases. And the military wants to keep a lid on it. They're still trying to sell the idea that the U.S. Army is the sweetest-smelling army in the world. And they try and cover it up. And, yes, women who complain about sexual assault are then given a discharge for psychological problems in the hopes that they will go away and not make an issue. Because, after all, hey, they were crazy. You can't believe anything they said about their commanding officer. So, Anyway, it's getting a lot of coverage, and I'd love to see some justice for the rape victims, but I don't think it's really about the rape victims. Just like in the 1990s when the feminist movement was making all this political capital and financial support over the so-called rape epidemic in our society, it wasn't really about the rape or the victims. It was about money and power and politics, and I think that's what's going on with this. Now, here's a little interesting story that came down the wire today. We're seeing all this China bashing, and we know that there are elements within the U.S. government would love to get into a war with China so they could simply write off all that money that China loaned the U.S. and, hey, we're in a war, we don't have to pay it back. Kind of a good idea. Then you have all these major American corporations like Treasonous Motors, used to be called General Motors, that took $50 billion in bailouts from the American taxpayer to preserve American jobs, then shut down 13 factories in the U.S. and opened 15 factories in China. They think China is cool. They don't want a war. It's going to be a serious inconvenience. Now we're seeing another front in this let's portray China as incredibly evil, because over in China there's a company called ProView Technology, and apparently they registered the trademark iPad before Apple did. And so it's being battled out in the courts back and forth over who's allowed to use the trademark iPad, whether it's in China only, or if in fact ProView Technology has the trademark on a global level. So this one's going to be fought back and forth by the lawyers. And Apple's response was to introduce their newest product, the iBomb. Wouldn't it be weird if we went to war with China over a registered trademark on our Apple products? But it's just another excuse to put on the pile saying, oh, we can't like those Chinese people. They're terrible, evil people, blah, blah, blah. Actually, there's a lot to admire about China. I've never been there. Would love to visit someday. My father's from Shanghai, though, which caused me no end of grief when I was trying to get my security clearance at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. But he got out just as the Japanese were invading. His father wasn't as lucky. My father's father, my grandfather, was in one of those internment camps for the international settlements in Shanghai. If you ever saw Spielberg's movie Empire of the Sun, my grandfather went through that experience being in the camps, and he saw the flash of the atomic bomb. So a little bit of history there. Now, speaking of history, we've been following the adventures of Invisible Children and Kony 2012 and Phony Kony, who wound up dancing naked on the streets of San Diego. And there was a very funny South Park that was lampooning that, about how this whole make a video and push a cause and how it was really about, the organization and self-promotion than it was about trying to do some good. And, of course, it fits in with this push for the United States to basically go in and start conquering Africa bit by bit by bit. And apparently there was a bit of a disturbance where the group Invisible Children went out for a demonstration called Cover the Night, which is a coordinated postering event held in cities around the globe, including Ottawa. And apparently when some people came up and challenged them about, you know, their chief organizer dancing naked in the streets of San Diego and whether or not this Kony was really the villain he was being portrayed to be, and apparently the girls with the posters didn't care for a discreet, polite debate on the matter. They just started swearing at people and hitting them with the posters, which is the surest sign it's a propaganda operation. When they can't engage in an open debate, when they start screaming profanity at you, red warning sign on that situation here. All righty, we're going to take another break here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And do call in and spend the rest of the show with us, and we will be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're looking at the news here. I was speaking sort of on the follow-on of this whole thing about... Hang on a second. I was looking at a web page Dan sent me, and I didn't realize it had an embedded commercial in it. There we go. All right, there we are. Sorry about the intrusion there. All righty. So getting back to the situation, we were talking about how the Department of Homeland Security is starting to raid flea markets. And I imagine at some point they'll start doing yard sales as well, because we know there are no real terrorists out there. TSA hasn't actually found one in 10 years of grabbing your crotches. So they've got to redefine their mission or join the unemployment lines. And so now the Department of Homeland Security is out there saving us from the scourge of pirated DVDs and phony sports jerseys. Apparently, somebody has accidentally discovered a way to bypass the security restrictions on Samsung TVs and their Blu-ray systems. And that's really, it's a losing battle. When you make content protection, content theft, a technical exercise, and it becomes a game, and it's a question of, you know, do your hired engineers smarter than, you know, a zillion computer hackers out there in the real world? And the answer, of course, is inevitably no, because you're outnumbered. Content theft ought to be a moral issue. Theft of anything ought to be a moral issue. And the reason we have a problem with a criminal society is that we do have a criminal government and a criminal economic system. And everybody recognizes it as such. All hierarchical structures inherit the morality of the person at the top. If you want a moral society, you've got to have moral leadership. And I don't mean somebody out there screaming on from the podium about, you know, gays this and abortion that. I'm talking about people who actually live their life by moral standards of not stealing, not killing, not lying. It's impossible to convince young people that copying a music file is any kind of a big deal when they see their government lying about other countries in order to justify invasion and theft of their wealth, amounting to trillions of dollars. Because every child that you talk to about knowing the difference between right and wrong, they're going to come back and they say, well, how come our politicians don't know the difference between right and wrong? How come the banks don't know the difference between right and wrong? Apparently, there's been another one of these banks still caught in the robo-signing practices. You know, now that Obama's foreclosure settlement basically indemnified them for their past criminality, they're continuing to do it. That's definitely a case of where Obama took us in the wrong direction and bears the full responsibility. Obama, as the chief executive of the justice system, tasked with enforcing the laws of the land that were already in existence, he should have allowed the state attorney generals to investigate all these mortgage companies for robo-signing and fraudulent foreclosure and put them in jail. And he didn't. He moved to intervene. And he didn't do it with Congress. He didn't have Congress blocking him. He did it all on his own. He did this foreclosure settlement, which amounted to a wrist slap, and the abuses continue. So in that particular case, yeah, that's something Obama did that he bears the full responsibility for. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Lucky Larry Silverstein and 9/11. And actually, no, before we talk about Lucky Larry, we got a caller on the line, and I want to talk to him about this. Will in California. Aloha, Will. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you, Mike. I love your show. I agree with almost everything you say.
Well, if you agreed with all of it, I'd be worried about you.
Yeah, right. I just wanted to bounce a couple ideas off you real quick and see what you thought. This whole thing with the FBI taking such huge control of the internet while CISPA and SOPA are floundering around. It looks like a false flag to me, like they're going to take over the internet whether they admit to it or not.
Well, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I would agree with you because we seem to be coming up on a push for the new war in Iran, and the only way they're going to get the support of the American people is to have another false flag. And we know that during...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That brings me to something else, just because you brought up Iran. It also reminds me of the 30,000 drones over America plan, maybe even with nuclear power as their engine, power source. And we have a country that we've completely, we're tormenting and terrorizing Iran, and they seem to have capability to hijack these things. It's like a false flag begging to happen. What's your thought on that?
Well, I'm not sure that we're going to see nuclear power applied to the drones simply because of the same reason that up until just recently, nuclear power was forbidden for spacecraft, because of the possibility of an accident. And a lot of people go back and they look at Apollo 13 and how the fuel source for its nuclear reactor to power the experiments on the moon wound up being dumped in the Pacific. Now, as far as anybody knows, the capsule that it was in, which was designed to survive reentry, has held up, and there are no leaks. But because of that, this is why, like, all these missions to Mars have solar cells instead of using the radioactive thermoelectric generators that we used back on Viking in 1976. Now the rules are loosening, and they're going to start using nuclear power for these spacecraft again. But as far as these drones, I think the public is never going to settle for nuclear power. I don't think the public's all that happy about drones. Stick with me, Will. We've got to take a commercial break, and I'm going to bring you right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye. You can see him taking aim. The crack of gunfire. Two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Will in California. And Will, I'd like to back up a little bit to the thing that you were talking about at the very beginning about the FBI or somebody taking over the internet. And it would make sense. Remember, in the weeks before 9/11, the FBI was running all over the United States of America, shutting down Muslim charity websites. And they didn't really have a reason. They would just walk in and say, we're from the FBI. We suspect you of, well, whatever they made up at the time, and they'd pull the plug. And so on 9/11, there was nobody out there able to offer counter-arguments to the official story being poured forth from the corporate media. There was nobody out there saying, wait a minute, what about the dancing Israelis? What about the fact that no airplane hit Building 7 and it still came down? How about the fact that BBC reported Building 7 had collapsed when it was still standing in the background? And all these other things that we have since come to understand tell us the whole thing was a fraud and a fake to begin with. Well, if somebody is planning a huge, gigantic bang to kick off war between NATO and Iran, and Chicago's looking more and more like a likely target, then they're going to have to shut down the blogs somehow and blame that on Iran, which makes no sense at all. If Iran was going to carry out a terror attack in the United States of America, the internet would be the last thing that they would want to shut down. Meanwhile, of course, we have Israel that's attacking Iran's power station with hacking tools and Iran's oil terminal with hacking tools. If something happens to the Internet here in the United States of America, it's not going to be Iran that's behind it. That's just your common sense. So with regard to that, and getting on to the drones are very annoying. I don't think they're going to be nuclear powered, but they're definitely putting them up there as part of this. We are watching you. You can't do anything without us seeing you, which is the same bluff the Nazis did to the German people. And all I can say right now is if they're going to go ahead and put those drones up there, and I've seen some of these drones up close and personal, and they're very lightweight and fragile in order to give them loiter time up overhead. And so my recommendation to the Patriot movement is this might be a good time to revive the ancient and honorable sport of falconry and train those hawks and falcons to go after those drones. It will work. So, you know, bring back the prop from the drone, you get a piece of meat to eat on. That's
I really like your creative tactical ideas. I appreciate what you do.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Sometimes, you know, for all the money the U.S. government spends on these high-tech weapons, and they can be defeated with some low-tech stuff. One of the very earliest terrain-following radars was deployed on, I think, the F-4 in Vietnam. Hideously expensive. And the idea was this would keep the airplane flying down low so, you know, the Russian SAMs couldn't reach them at altitude. And the Viet Cong would just take all their trash, aluminum cans, spent ammunition, whatever, load it in a mortar, and just fire it into the air in front of the oncoming flight of the Phantoms. And the Phantoms would see it as a hill, and they'd pull up into the sky, whereupon they could be shot down.
The old okie doke.
Yes. like the one we were talking about the other day, where they've got that portable pain ray, you know, the cat of nine tails on wheels.
Right.
And it turns out a spray of water can defeat it.
Amazing.
So anyway, anything else that you have on that?
Well, I'd just like to say it sure looks like Ron Paul's the president of choice for America. If there were a choice, it looks like we might even be choosing him. I just wanted to throw that out there. And thanks again.
Well, there is no question. I agree with you. There was no doubt in my mind that if we had honest, fair elections and an objective, unbiased media in this country, Ron Paul would have been president back in 2008.
Yes.
Absolutely no question in my mind. And I think we have never seen the vote fraud this obvious. We've never seen the media bias this obvious. And it has called attention to itself. And I think the reason the money junkies are very nervous is they understand we have all woken up. And we understand we see the matrix in front of us. We're not seeing people and the numbers and letters and characters are dancing before our eyes, and we understand what is really going on out here. So thanks
right,
an awful lot.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thanks an awful lot, Will. We're going to let you go here. And sometimes the little bit of line delay from the control room to Hawaii, we wind up talking on top of each other, and it's just because of the little technical delay there.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye now.
All right, have a good day. Now, moving on here, I want to talk about Lucky Larry Silverstein and getting back to 9/11. When Larry Silverstein acquired the World Trade Center, everybody was scratching their head. This guy just went the distance to gain control of the World Trade Center, which at the time he acquired the lease, not only was it dealing with a very low occupancy rate, it was losing money hand over fist. And it was also facing an EPA-mandated renovation to remove all the asbestos used in its construction. And other buildings in Manhattan that had had to go through that EPA-mandated renovation had been driven into bankruptcy by it. And so this was the whitest of white elephants. And Larry Silverstein fought tooth and nail to gain control of it. And then, wonder of wonders, 9/11 happens. He's suing the insurance companies all over the place, and now he's suing American Airlines. Even though American Airlines is now bankrupt, the courts have said that Larry Silverstein can continue to press his lawsuit against the holders and receivers of what remains of the camera of the company. And, you know, basically to the limits that the American Airlines insurance companies are still on the hook to pay for liability lawsuits. So Silverstein's just cleaning up. It's amazing. It's like he somehow almost knew that he would never have to worry about the EPA cleanup or pay for that renovation. And they would have all of a sudden the insurance money to build new modern buildings. It's almost eerie how he knew that. And, of course, all of those first responders who actually did clean up all that asbestos and were told by the EPA, yeah, the air is safe to breathe down there. And they're all dealing with mesothelioma and cancers and leukemia. And everybody's saying, well, you know, that's what you have to expect when you sign up to be a first responder. It's amazing stuff here. All right, I want to talk about yet another disaster brought onto our heads by the money junkies. And that is, of course, Fukushima. We are hearing more and more reports coming out of Japan from whistleblowers who are coming forward to say that Japan and TEPCO have been lying all along. Apparently, the pressure inside the still intact reactor number 2's pressure vessel is increasing. And they're trying to figure out a way to reduce the pressure before they have an outright rupture. How do you reduce pressure? Well, you vent to the outside. Guess what they're venting? And it will make you glow in the dark. Other stories are coming forward saying that the Fukushima reactors are already riddled with meltdown holes into the floor. And I remember about a month after the disaster actually hit, and there was a report saying that there had been a melt through the containment and down onto the dry well and through the dry well, and it was denied and denied and denied. Now they're coming back and saying, yeah, there's all these problems here. Now, we had Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, who basically has toured the Fukushima site as close as you dare go without risking the health of your progeny. And he's looking at how Building 4 is leaning to one side and could easily be brought down by another major quake. And remember, when you have a quake of that magnitude, it's generally considered 50-50 chance you will have at least one aftershock, one magnitude less. Hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean it's not going to, especially because there does seem to be a lot of continuing activity in that fault structure. But if Reactor 4 were to collapse with its fuel pool, spent fuel pool, the radiation release would be greater than the original disaster. And that was pretty bad as it was. And there are reports now that the structural framework underneath the spent reactor fuel pool is already deteriorated and distorted, and it's weakened. So it's just this ugly, ugly accident. And again, we still don't know if Stuxnet was a factor, and we may never know. I think Japan needed to go through all of the Siemens controllers on all of their power stations and see how many of them had the Stuxnet in it. But that issue aside, we're looking at classic money junkie failures. We only need to build the tsunami wall so high. There was one exception. We talked about this guy who literally waged a one-man campaign to get an additional height on the tsunami wall, and it turned out to be the only power station that wasn't wrecked by the wave. We need people like that in the top positions, not the bookkeepers, not the accountants, not the people worried about the stockholders' report, especially with dangerous technologies. We need somebody had made the decision to not put the emergency generators up on top of a nearby hill in order to keep them out of potential flooding. Nobody wanted to deal with the worst-case possibility. They went with whatever the current legal recommendations were, and that's what we have to do, and that's all we need to have. Just failure after failure after failure. Failure, analysts call it a cascade. There's an initiating event that hits a failure, that triggers another failure, that triggers another failure, and that's how you get to disaster. I remember back when they were having the hearings about the Apollo 1 fire, and Frank Borman made, I think, one of the most cogent, insightful observations about the human condition. He said, ultimately, it was a failure of imagination. They did all these preparations to deal with a fire in space. And nobody started thinking, what happens if we have a fire on the ground? Titanic, failure of imagination. What happens instead of ramming an iceberg if we sideswipe one? What happens then? What happens if we need lifeboats for everybody on board? What happens if we get the maximum quake that these faults are capable of producing and the maximum tsunamis? What happens if the generators are compromised? What happens, so forth and so on? And prepare for that worst-case situation. Over in Michigan, there's a growing sense of alarm that they are beginning to find plants that are showing signs of genetic mutation, possibly caused by radiation. They don't know for sure, but it's suspected that's the cause because they're too far away from the Gulf of Mexico. They're finding mutated dandelions, fruits, vegetables, vegetation, and it's they found it in three separate locations in Michigan. Meanwhile, and this one ought to make you wake up a little bit, you've probably been hearing by now how the Environmental Protection Agency is insisting that radiation from Fukushima is not reaching the United States of America in amounts that we should be concerned about. Okay? Well, apparently an audit has found that the EPA's radiation monitors are in large part broken and unmaintained. They're not working. They're sending zero data in over the network, and the EPA says, see, the radiation monitors aren't showing anything. Now, radiation monitoring is designated as critical infrastructure in the war on terror in order to guard against so-called dirty bombs or the smuggling of radioactive material, and now we're finding out the meters don't even work. It's all part of the show. There's a war on terror. There's a terrorist threat. We don't actually care if the stuff actually works as long as you go on being afraid and psychologically dependent. Same thing with those scanners at the airport. It's been about, what, 2 months since it was revealed how easy it is to defeat those naked body scanners. You know, the operators are going to be looking at the naughty bits anyway and not paying attention, but there's a very easy way to get stuff by those scanners. And they still have them out there, and they're still causing cancer for the operators. And they're still spending huge amounts of money, and they have yet to actually catch a terrorist. It's all about money. It's all about keeping you afraid. It isn't Arab Muslims that are terrorizing the people of the United States of America. It's the United States government and the corporate media. It's not terrorism. It's scarerism, keeping you so scared that you won't stand up and say, wait a minute, this all smells like a giant hoax to start another war. Anyway, a couple of interesting stories. As you probably have seen on TV, they had the aurora over Minnesota last night. That's quite unusual. It means the sun has done a major ERP all over our magnetosphere. So that's probably explaining why we're having a lot more cloud formation than we were expecting. And if you're anywhere where there's a thunderstorm, expect some very spectacular lightning. We had that over Kailua, and I shot that and put it up here on the website. It was used at one of the local TV stations. Where the if you've seen a lot of thunderstorms in your life, and you see one of these storms during periods of high solar activity, you recognize there's a difference. There's an almost eerie quality to the way the lightning just seems to be forming and dispersing out of thin air, and it's because the solar radiation is opening all these ion tracks in the atmosphere that allow the lightning to form much more readily. Also allows greater cloud formation. So there's going to be some interesting weather around the planet here for the next couple of days here. Over at Science Daily, this is kind of a cool story. They're talking about a new technology that has been developed that will allow TV display screens or computer display screens as thin and flexible as a sheet of paper. And what's really, the instant I saw this, I thought back to this cartoon show called The Jetsons. And I'm familiar with it because I used to work at Hanna-Barbera many, 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 many years ago. And then I remember this one episode where the gag was there was a cereal box which you would buy because it had a TV set on the back for the kiddies. And we seem to have caught up with Hanna-Barbera because with this technology, they're calling it printable electronics. They'll be able to put complex electronic devices onto cards, onto cereal boxes. You'll be able to get a greeting card that has a screen display of how, you know, how life is, and hi, this is our home, this is our kids, Merry Christmas, and so forth and so on. I know there was a little video greeting card that Hallmark had out 2 years ago, very thick, very expensive, and you had to pre-choose the TV program, and I don't think it did very well because you're going to spend that much money on a video greeting card, you want to put your own face onto it. All righty, let's see. We have Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. Initially, I wanted to call up when you mentioned in Michigan there about the mutations in plants, what people noticed.
Yeah.
Well, welcome here in New Brunswick. I've followed it up now for over 40 years. It is caused by illegal dumping of pesticides on farmland and the species that are vulnerable. And with sublethal dosage, I've seen thousands of mutations in clovers, in grasses, any kind of a species.
Well, I understand that dumping of toxic industrial chemicals can also trigger mutations, and certainly we're seeing that happening down in the Gulf of Mexico, where the aftermath of all the oil and Corexit is producing these hideously mutated ocean life. But up in Michigan, they're dealing with areas of cultivated farmlands where there is no toxic dumping, and these mutations have basically just shown up since the Fukushima disaster.
Hello?
We got to bring you back after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Final segment of our show today. We're talking with Werner about mutations, and there is no question that chemical insults can cause mutations. There's no question that radiation can cause mutation. That's basically the source of cancer that is linked to the fertilizer that cigarette tobacco is grown in. But again, the areas in Michigan where they're talking about seeing this sudden surge of mutations, these are areas that are not associated with toxic dumping. Here. Where are you there? Okay.
Yeah. What I've observed here in for over 40 years, most of the dumping was done by small private aircraft. In some instances, it were military aircraft.
And, I would be surprised about. Okay, I'd be surprised about the military aircraft dumping on civilian grounds because the military have their own toxic waste dumping sites. In fact, out of 29 Palms, for a while they were trying to pump the waste down into an earthquake fault, which triggered some quakes. That's why we know that fracking is a really high risk activity. But regardless of what you saw in New Brunswick, that does not rule out the possibility that we're dealing with radiation-caused mutations over there in Michigan. We do know that radioactive debris from Fukushima has already been washing up on the west coast of Canada and the United States government. We know that the airborne radiation has already circled the world several times. You know, we've seen a couple of really hot days down here in Hawaii. We know that the ocean-borne debris is already into the Hawaii archipelago, and it's probably going to be washing up on our tourism beaches here sometime in the next probably in the next 6 months.
Well, basically, it throws the radiation throws another monkey wrench into the equation. But what I've seen here, there was a distinct pattern to get the traditional farmers off the land. You either farm the chemical way, or we make sure that we get you out of there.
And well, that's another story entirely, and we've seen that kind of crop poisoning tactics go on there.
Yeah, and as I say, this isn't that's only the situation here in eastern Canada, but in the northeastern United States, where the agriculture production has dropped from 100% self-sufficiency down to only about 10% self-sufficiency.
Well, that's definitely, that's the definite push toward corporatization and driving the small farmers out of business. A big part of that goes back to those genetically modified crops, which are not producing the same yields as their natural counterparts.
GM modified crops, but what I estimate that this has been going on as long as they have been using vegetation control chemicals like Agent Orange, Agent Purple, and so, like here in Gagetown and for military purposes.
If they were using Agent Orange, there would be a lot more situations going on. The stuff is so toxic, it'll cause a permanent skin rash called chloracne. It is nasty, nasty stuff, and I don't think they're using Agent Orange here on U.S. soil because it not only destroys your crops, it renders the soil permanently unusable, and nobody wants to do that when you're dealing with growing starvation in the country, as part of the economic hardship. Werner, we're going to let you go here, and thank you very much. We're coming up to the end of the show here. A lot of crazy stuff that we're talking about. And there's the music, so we're at the end of the show here today. We're going to sign off. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry. Support Republic Broadcasting. The only way to get the big money corruption out of media is for the little money to unite together in the cause of restoring the Republic. So please log into republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button. Anything that you can send in is going to help them fight this fight against censorship. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.